Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Beis, the beginning of Yerushalmi, the beginning of Meseches, which is Daf Aleph and Aleph at the Mishnah. Sius HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba, Bifnim, Shtayim Shein Arba, Bachutz. Mitzois of Shabbos are two that are for inside and two that are for outside. Be'ez Asad, Ha'oni Eimi Bachutz, Balabais Bifnim, Poshid Ha'oni Yodai Bifnim, Menosu Naseich Yodai Shal Balabais, How is this if an oni, which is a poor person, is standing outside in a public domain, and the house owner is inside his house, which is a private domain? If the oni was holding an object and sticks his hand inside and puts it into the balabais hand, or he takes from the balabais and brings it outside, the oni is chayev, meaning that if it would be intentional, it would be Chayev Kois, or if he was warned by two Edim, then he would get Misa, death by stoning by the Beis Din, and if it was done B'Shoigi, which is inadvertently, he would be Chayev, a Korban Chatas, and the Balabais is exempt. Osha Balabais is Yodoi, Lachut Sinos Nasich, Yodoi Shal Oni, Oishinot Ametecha, Vihichnis, Balabais Chayev, Oni Potter. If the Balabais was holding an object and sticks his hand outside and puts it in the Oni's hand, or takes an object from the Oni's hand and brings it inside, the Balabais is live or chayev, and the Oni is potter. Osha the Oni is yodoi lifnim, but not al Balabais mitoicha, osha not nasoicha, varitzi shneim peturim. If the poor man was holding an object and sticks his hand inside, and the Balabais took it from him, or the Balabais put it in the Oni's hand and he takes it outside, both of them are exempt. Oshud Balabais is Yodai Lachutz, Anatala Oni Vitecha, Oshinatala Seicha Vichris, Name Peturim. The Balabais is holding an object and sticks his hand outside, and the Oni took it from him, or the Oni put in the Balabais' hand, and he takes it inside. Both of them are exempt. And the Gemara says, Mahu Shtayim Shein Arba, Shtayim Lechir, Shtayim Leftor. The Gemara asks, what are two that are four? Does it mean two? Or chiyuv means full acts of hotzar. Taking out or bringing in means a full act would involve akira, which means lifting up, and hanacha, and putting down, and also a full hachnasa. And two for patur, which is akira alone or hanacha alone, whether for hotzar or for hachnasa. Oy arba lechiyuv ve'arba lepatur. Or does it mean that two are four for chiyuv, means the balabais, he did hotzar or hachnasa, and likewise for the oni. And four for patur, which is the balabais, did akira alone or hanacha alone, and likewise for the oni. Nishmini menador, shvuis shtayim shein arba. The answers we can learn from the Mishnah in shvuis. It says at the beginning of shvuis there are two shvuis which are four. Surely there are not eight. Rather, the first explanation must be correct. Amar be abba tamon kulhoin lechiyuv bamhacha chiyuv v'patur asinan misni ada omar arba lechiyuv v'arba lepatur. And Rabbi Abba rejects that. He says there in shvuis all of them are liable. But here, in Shabbos, it comes to teach Chiyuv and Patur. We can explain that our Mishnah says that four are for Chiyuv and four are for Patur. Amar Yosi Masnisa Amar Kain Shvuis Shtayim Shein Arba Lo Lechiyuv Metekavaso Yitzius HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba Lechiyuv. And Rabbi Yosi wants to bring a support and says, unlike the rejection of Rabbi Abba, that the Mishnah in Shvuis teaches us there are two Shvuis which are four. On all of them for Chiyuv, surely they are. And similarly, Yitzius HaShabbos, there are two or four, this is not to be liable. V'ha Tani Dalsis HaHichol Shnayim Shein Arba Islach Lemeima Lo Lechiyuv Levtor. The Gemara asks, well, it was taught that there are two doors of the Heichol which are four. Can you say that they are for Chiyuv and for Ptor? Nisni Shneimasa Ptor. The Gemara asks now, Amisha should teach there's 12 cases of Ptor because there are four Akiris in which the other person did the Hanacha, and in every case, both of them are exempt. There are also the four cases in our Mishnah in which one did the entire Malacha and is liable, and the other one was totally passive, and therefore he's exempt. The Gemara answers that it teaches only exemption case similar to the cases of Chiyuv, means he bought in or out something, but he's exempt because he didn't do the Akira or Hanacha. Amar b'chir ba'aba, ma'hu ha'hin p'tor d'tanin ha'cha mutter. B'chir ba'av adha ba'av said that the explanation, a different explanation, is that what are the cases of exemption taught? They are when it's permitted, means he was totally passive, and the other person did the entire melacha. There are four such cases. It's permitted regarding Shabbos, it's forbidden due to the problem of lifnei iva, of causing someone else to stumble. And Rabbi Yossi, Oni va'osher echad hein umano isam chachomim shnayim. Rabbi Yossi says that Oni and Osher, the poor and the rich, are the same, means both are liable when they do the entire hotza or haknasa. And chachomim counted them like two because hotza is an inferior malacha. We would not have learned one from the other. Achnasa v'hotza echad hein umano isam chachomim shnayim. Achnasa and hotza are one malacha, and the chachomim counted them as two. Yossi is a Shabbos, ein achnasa v'chlal. Hamoitzim v'oshus l'oshus ein amachnis. And the first source is the mission that taught Yitzhiyus of Shabbos, well, is Hachnasa not included? Surely it is. And the mission that teaches the Melachas taught one who is Moitzi from Roshus to Roshus, isn't Machnes included? And the second source is Rabbi Yassa taught in the name of Yochanan that one who enters a bought-in means a half of Goy Geres, which means the share of food for which one is liable, and took out half of Goy Geres, he is liable.